Introduction. Overall, 60% of the world's young people. Note reference 1. Between the ages of 15 to 24 live in the Asia-Pacific region. Note reference 2. In countries such as Afghanistan, Laos, PDR, Pakistan, and the Philippines, young people now account for almost a third of the population. Note reference 3. These young people live in diverse political, socio-cultural, and economic contexts. The majority of the young people in the Asia-Pacific region live in rural areas, but these demographic trends are quickly shifting because of increasing urbanization, labor migration, and many other critical contributing factors. Note reference 4. Such as conflict and disasters due to either climate change or natural causes. Young people, moreover, make up at least a quarter of all migrants in the region. Note reference 5. Despite the diversity, young people in the region share many significant common barriers to enjoying their sexual and reproductive health and rights as SRHR. These include poverty, migration, religious fundamentalism and extremism, climate change, access to education and information services, employment opportunities, and health care. All these barriers often intersect with harmful cultural traditions, conservative socio-cultural norms and laws. Globalization in the Asia-Pacific region, driven by technological advances that have increased the interconnectivity of people and accelerated the spread of ideas, information, and perceptions, has resulted in some significant social and cultural changes for some groups of young people. Note reference 6. In this context, sexual values, norms and behaviors amongst young people are constantly changing. Urbanization and globalization are also some of the contributing factors to these changing values and attitudes. Note reference 7. Yet, at the same time, religious and socio-cultural traditions and political ideologies remain entwined and continue to have profound effects on collective ideals and moral standards around sexual behavior, sexuality and gender. Note reference 8. While research shows an increasing number of young people who are becoming sexually active at an earlier age and are initiating sex outside of marriage. Note reference 9. Their access to comprehensive sexuality education remains limited and most young people lack sufficient knowledge about SRH and life skills to negotiate safe and consensual relationships. Note reference 10. They also continue to face significant barriers to accessing services needed for a safe and healthy sexual relationship. Note reference 11. As a result, young people are at risk of poor health outcomes, such as early and unintended pregnancies, unsafe abortion, and STIs including HIV. 1 in 7 girls in the region has given birth by the age of 18, often resulting from child marriage and high unmet need for contraception. Note reference 12. As many as 63% of pregnancies among girls who are 15 to 19 years of age. Note reference 13. Are unintended, and this often leads to underreported burden of unsafe abortion in the region. The reported rates of STIs are also alarmingly high in young people. Up to 10% of males and 20% of females were reported having one or more STI symptoms in the last 12 months. Note reference 14. Less than a third of young people do not have sufficient knowledge about HIV, while most new infections occur among young key populations including female sex workers, young men who have sex with men, transgender men, and young drug users via injection. Note reference 15. Sexual and reproductive health outcomes not only impact the health and well-being of young people, but also have significant implications on their education and social and economic participation. Note reference 16. Quote, as many as 63% of pregnancies among girls who are 15 to 19 years of age are unintended, which often leads to underreported burden of unsafe abortion in the region. The reported rates of STIs are also alarmingly high in young people. Up to 10% of males and 20% of females were reported having one or more STI symptoms in the last 12 months. End of quote. Scientific literature. Note reference 17. Note reference 18. has supported the importance of comprehensive sexuality education. CSE details about seven elements of CSE are provided in the next section in providing a rights-based framework for young people with the knowledge and skills to make informed decisions about the initiation of sex and sexual behaviors, thus preventing negative sexual and reproductive health outcomes. Note reference 19. CSE provides safe spaces and platforms for young people, strengthening interpersonal skills that address issues of gender and sexuality, promoting consensual, mutually respectful and non-violent relationships. Note reference 20. Note reference 21. But how are governments in the Asia-Pacific region incorporating comprehensive sexuality education into its existing and new policies and programs, and to what extent? What are some of the specific structural barriers that hinder the full and effective implementation? Page 9 of CSE. Is the existing curriculum comprehensive enough? Does it take into account the various social determinants, including gender inequality and income status, among others? Does it consider the issues of access such as geographical locations and people living with disabilities? Are adequate resources allocated to ensure effective implementation of the sexuality education programs? What are some of the measures that governments, duty bearers and other actors should undertake in order to ensure full and meaningful implementation of CSE? These are some of the questions that we hope to address through this brief